is from the Gospel of Matthew, the 7th chapter. We sort of acted this out a little bit already, but hear the word of God. Jesus said, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Now, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Every year for more than 20 years in this season, we have thought about the ways we build our lives on rock, the ways we build our lives on the word that has come to us most powerfully in the person of Jesus. And we hear from folks in our church about what their faith and church mean to them, about the ways the Spirit has been at work in their lives. And today we are privileged to hear from three good folks, Danny Bishop, Dave Keel, and Mark Taylor, about just that.
Good morning, everybody. What a good morning it is. The sun is shining. My name is Danny Bishop. I joined the church in 2007. I'm going to start with my faith. Greg had asked, you know, what does our faith and our church mean to us? And my faith journey began. I was baptized Presbyterian, but my mom was a single mom, and we didn't have much time for church those days. My father was Catholic, so when I did attend church, being baptized Presbyterian, it was more of an exclusion feeling, personally. So when my oldest daughter, probably in first grade, began to ask questions about God, Jesus, faith, my husband and I looked at each other and thought, how do we answer these questions? So, we found ourselves church shopping, which I'm sure a lot of people have done. We actually had the privilege of the first time that we came to WPC was the first ever service held in the fellowship hall. And it was amazing. And I will never forget, Greg came up to us and said, "Please don't think we have a full jazz band every Sunday morning," because we were blown away by the music, and everybody was so excited and happy to be here, and we were like, wowed. The church shopping stopped that day, and we knew that this was going to be our church home. So, moving on to life. Life is crazy. Life is busy. I'm a mother of four. There is rarely a time I even get to use the restroom by myself, which some of you I'm sure can relate. We have so many obligations in our life, obligations to family, to friends, to work, to coworkers. Of course, there's always housework, things to be done. The list grows and continues. Every Sunday, there is a special time for me and my family. I'm losing my voice, I'm sorry. And it is here. This is our sacred time. This is the time that we get to sit. We always sit in the same spot. We get to sit and listen and be still and be calm. And it is very sacred to us. It is a time for reflection. It is an opportunity where I can really center myself and kind of wrap my head around things that are larger than we are. It's a nice opportunity for me to start my week and really get my head in the right place and listen to other people and listen to the word and listen to the beautiful singing and the piano music. I mean, it is just a really special time, and I don't get that time often. It is also a time, I feel, to really feed my desire for higher thinking. You know, we're been so busy doing things during the week, I rarely have an opportunity to pick up a book. I rarely have an opportunity to, you know, read the newspaper. So it's a time for me to really reflect and think about things that are much larger than I am, much larger than being a mom, much larger than being a wife. It's also time to recognize that we really do serve a greater purpose. You know, we're not just the chauffeur. We're not just the coworker. It's also time to give back to our community. Our community, our church community, even greater causes like hurricane relief or helping out after a tornado, or I'm on the preschool board giving to the preschool my time and whatever I can give to help. It's an opportunity to serve globally. We've seen things that provide lots of help to areas like Haiti or even Megan's Well. So whether it's making a meal or giving a ride, it really fulfills our need to give back and to give to others. I think we all have that innately inside of us. So that is what this church means to me. It means everything, everything. It's all of this, and it's so much more. It's home. It's family for us. It's really given us the opportunity to grow together. I've made a lot of friends at this church, and they give back to me. Whether it's coffee, whether it's advice, they give to me. Josh and I kind of did everything backwards in life. And after we joined WPC, everything started to fall into place for us. And I think it's not only opening our life to God, but it's also all of you inspiring us, giving back to us, showing us that we do serve a greater purpose in life. It's not just about me and my family. So we have many blessings to be grateful for, and I hope you all know that you're one of them. I may not know you, but seeing your joys and praying for your concerns and seeing all your successes in life, it does fill me up. So I appreciate that very much. And this church, I'm sure, does the same thing for you. How can it not? So this church family inspires me to love. It inspires me to give. It inspires me in every aspect of my life. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Dave Keel, and I've been a member of WPC since 2010. I had grown up attending Lutheran churches, and I moved to Gages Lake area in 1995. Before I came to WPC, I had tried a couple other churches in the area and never really could find the right fit for me and my family. I stopped attending completely in the year 2008. That same year, my stepdaughter, Audrey Rouse, started attending the Wildfire Youth Group with her friend, Erica Gangwer. Audrey begged and bugged Marianne, my wife, to come visit the church with her until finally Marianne relented, came to visit just to make Audrey happy. Well, she liked the church, and she joined in 2009. Our living room became a place for the Wildfire kids would gather, hang out, special times for all of us. Because of Marianne and Audrey's attendance at WPC, I decided to give the church a try, and here I am. It's 2013, so it's been a fun time. My faith in God had never left me. I just didn't have a place to grow it, and now I do. My first summer here was 2009, and that was when the Bostroms were on their sabbatical. So it was Greg Dana and Lori Leiter who I first experienced WPC's message from. Immediately, I realized that this church was a good place to be, and more importantly, it was where I wanted to be. I enjoyed worship throughout that summer and the people I met, and I was looking forward to the return of the pastors everyone was talking about, Kathy and Greg. After hearing them preach, the whole experience was complete, or so I thought. Since then, Lori has moved on to her own congregation in Colorado. We welcomed Carrie and Jill, and then saw Kathy retire to devote her time to her writings, and carry leave to concentrate on her health and her studies. My faith drove me to want to learn more. My faith, my beliefs, my prayers all came together with the guidance of this church. My love for God has grown. All these things are emphasized weekly here at WPC. Because of this mission of this church, I have tried to become a good minister, as all of us are ministers in this church. I participated in many different missions here at WPC. I'm currently a choir member and a PADS volunteer, and recently was a partner in faith with Gunnar Zanzuki in his confirmation quest this past year. It was a learning experience for both of us. WPC offers so many ways for all of us to get involved and to help others, both inside and outside of our church family. Everyone knows about the food pantry and PADS and Habitat for Humanity, and even something as simple as the twice-yearly coin mission. Most activities don't cost anything but a few minutes of our time. Not much to ask for, in my opinion. I usually don't stay after services for the Fellowship Hall experience. Usually I'm in a hurry to launch the boat onto Gages Lake on nice days. But standing here in the choir section, looking out at all of you, I do recognize you. I do know some of you more than others. And I do pray for everyone, everyone here. Everyone here, everyone in the bulletin, everyone in the prayer chain. I think prayer gives you hope and courage during the times of your life when you need God's help. I know I'm in a better place because of the love of God, prayer and faith. If it's God that helps me get through life or worrisome times of my life, believe me, I've not always been a good choir boy, and I didn't live life on the straight and narrow. But I now have a clear path in my life with guidance provided by my faith, the WPC, and the teachings of the Bible. Not that I'm perfect, none of us are, but I'm sure God is happy with the direction my life is heading. Being in choir and learning all the songs and meanings of them and attending all the special services around Easter and Christmas, it really emphasizes the messages and meanings of those times and the teachings of the church and the Bible. Ash Wednesday and Maundy Thursday services are especially moving and powerful ones to attend. Let your faith lead you to your mission opportunities here. It could be as simple as providing a meal for someone who needs help or a ride to church for someone who wants to worship but either can't drive or doesn't have a vehicle. Giving a little of yourself adds up to the giving, reaching out, and reaching up that WPC is all about. Everyone who can should sign up for this week at WPC, Shavings, and the Prayer Chain online. Also, like us on Facebook. The more you see, the more opportunities to help or to minister become clear to you. Thank you.
Good morning. This isn't picking up my heartbeat or anything, is it? Because it is pounding right now. So my name's Mark Taylor. I wanted to take this opportunity to share a little of my experience with this church family and my faith, really as of recently. I actually requested to be part of this about 3 months ago, and I got to tell you, when Greg called, I thought, what have I done? But here goes. I have a habit of making some analogies to sports, so bear with me a little bit. Many may know me as the guy who does some banners for the church or recognize me from second service attendance, which most of you may not, or maybe more recently as being a little bit more active in our church. It's hard for me to believe as I stand here and listen to these two other folks. I've actually been here since, I think, 2001. So we came 12 years ago, right after our third child was born. We had just moved to the area. And most of that time for me was spent in the stands. Or in the pews. You know, while my wife and kids did their thing, puppets, preschool board, vacation Bible school, youth group, all that we originally came here for. Well, that's what I thought. So don't get me wrong, I've always enjoyed coming to this church. And in fact, we've met some of our very best friends through WPC. I always tried to participate when I saw a need or when I thought I could make a small difference, maybe just setting up tables, taking them down, creating banners every once in a while, chaperoning some youth group trips, usually for bowling or bike riding, something that was in my comfort zone. You see, I find that I really don't like to get out of my comfort zone, as I'm trying to do here. And I really didn't want to get too involved, although I really enjoyed each time I did. I then started to feel or get the call, both in a spiritual sense as well as a literal sense. You know, as I looking, I must be a little bit of a late bloomer. It started for me, though, with the urge to help with PABS. And I did that for several years. And my wife and I started attending Sunday school on a regular basis. And in all honesty, that was by default for me. With three kids all attending, it was either come here or sit at home by myself, so I figured I might as well take advantage of the time. And the reality was I hadn't attended Sunday school since eighth grade CCD class. And the concept of Sunday school for adults, it's got to be real, it didn't really sound too fun. I thought school was over, you know. But we've attended Greg Dane and Greg Bostrom's Faith and Life class for the past several years and have found it very, very rewarding. Great topics with great discussions. I realized that I had moved from the stands now to kind of sitting on the sidelines. You know, a little bit closer to the action, a better view, and it felt good. Next thing I know, I'm starting to know more people, although I'm absolutely horrible with names, so don't hold that against me, you know, after service. I started making a mental change in what I thought what being part of a church was all about. Being raised Catholic, I had a very good experience, but it was pretty much Mass on Sunday, and that was it. Don't get me wrong, my parents were very dedicated to the religion and were great examples of how religion plays an important role in all of our lives. They never insisted I stay in the Catholic Church. They just encouraged my wife and I to find a place where we fit. And WPC is a perfect fit. What drew us to this church was, of course, Greg and Kathy, who always welcomed us by name, which still amazes me to this day. As I mentioned, names are not one of my strengths, but the children programs were and are outstanding, as well as all the great people sitting out here. Now I'm realizing there's actually something in this for me. But not in the sense that it's about me, but being part of the whole. And what I have maybe to offer to make this church a little bit stronger. I started seeing the bigger picture and how rewarding it is and can be. Maybe I can make a difference. By no means am I the one you want to come to with any Bible questions. I'll leave that up to the others. So. But in some ways, that held me back. I didn't feel that I knew enough about the Bible to get involved. That has changed. Not the part about knowing, you know, a whole lot more about the Bible, but recognizing there are still opportunities for me to be involved in this church. Then the literal calls came. And I was, oh no, time to challenge the comfort zone. Was I ready? Did I really want to commit? About 6 years ago, I was asked to be a deacon, but politely declined, you know, too busy. A couple years ago, I was approached by Greg Dana to be on the Eastertide Committee. This really piqued my interest because he needed a certain skill set that I had. Art, graphic design, banner production. How could I not use my talents for something like this? And I think Greg actually knew that as he enticed me in there. But I have to admit, going in, I wasn't too sure what Eastertide meant. For me, Easter always ended on Easter Sunday. It was a great experience. The results of the committee was a success, and it felt really, really good. About a year ago, I was approached and asked to be an elder, and I said, well, couldn't quite believe it. Didn't really know what that meant. I said, then I listened, and I listened to the call spiritually and literally. I struggled. I put off the commitment to the very, very last minute. And then I tried to reach out to a good friend of mine, Lee Picars, and I hope he's here at second service today, to get a little insight to the position, really hoping that he would say something that I could hang my hat on to justify politely declining again. Little did I know he's the one that recommended me. Well, I made that commitment, and I challenged my comfort zone. So I'm now serving as an elder. I contribute what I can, where I can, when I can, hoping I can make that difference. One thing led to another. Next thing I know, I'm attending the men's retreat. What a great experience. Great discussion, great learning, great camaraderie, and some decent karaoke. And I left there feeling really good. I was now moving from the sidelines and getting into the game. And I wasn't sure how that happened. So I'm here this morning to share that experience and encourage any of you that may feel that you may be on the sidelines or still sitting in the stands to get involved. I realized I just needed to stop, listen, and challenge myself. This is what church now means to me. It's getting involved and contributing. The members of this church are incredible, and it's what makes this all possible. And it really does feel good, and there's plenty of room on the field. Thanks. What a sap.
We're all on a journey of faith, and the Spirit of God is at work in all of our lives, sometimes in ways that are easily apparent to each of us, and sometimes in ways we don't see at the time. So I really want to thank Danny and Dave and Mark for sharing their faith journeys with us and the ways that the Spirit of God has been at work in their lives, and I hope that will encourage all of us to spend some time today, this afternoon, this evening, and just thinking about how the Spirit of God is at work in your life and your faith journey and where the Spirit may be leading you now. Pray with me. Gracious God, we thank you for these good people who have shared from the heart of the way in which you have been at work in their lives. So bless them and bless us all as we continue on our journeys of faith and seeking to be your glad and faithful people. For Christ's sake, for the world's sake, and for our own sakes. And let all God's people say, Amen.